Good evening, Galesburg High School Marching Streaks. My name is Mike Bola, and it is my pleasure this evening to adjudicate you in the area of Music Performance Ensemble. We're at Dunlop High School. It's September 29th, and you guys are just about ready to go. I'm going to hit pause so there's not a bunch of silence. When you're ready to go, I will be with you. Have a great run, guys. Best of luck. All right, here we go. Out of Darkness. This is my second read, but different caption this time. Ah, cool. Ah, good. Combine use of electronics with acoustic percussion instruments. Okay, good. We're building here. Yeah, nice approach to those notes. First one was a little out of time. That is challenging. Dee-da-dee-da-da-da. Yeah, we gotta interpret the time there the same way. Make sure we're all subdividing through those long tones, guys. Dee-da-da-da-da-da-da. That was better, obviously. Different part of the music. Yeah, nice strong opening statement. The long tone prior to this one, not sure what our plan is for that, if we wanted it to decrescendo a little bit, or is differences person to person. So I might want to take a look at that. Cool juxtaposition of a couple different ideas here. Yeah, great clarinet work there. Yeah, maybe a little hot on the keyboard stuff right here. Good. Maybe even a little bit more direction, if you think in terms of phrase there, instead of playing dot dot the same volume, maybe a little bit more direction through that. Dee da. Yeah, challenging brass. We're kind of doing spatial, facing different directions, so I'm hearing up here, I'm hearing different people at different times. Yeah, so that's creating a little bit of an ensemble, small, minor ensemble issue. Yeah, there's obviously this Dies Irae idea. A lot of those just punctuated notes. The band gets a really great sound. You can hear all ranges there. Good for you. E-ta-ta. Think we could do more there. Now watch the quality of that roll there, snares in that small window opening. Sound a little bit messy. All right, cool. Nice work. I think a lot of kids on the field, some big field spread, so it's definitely takes some good risks there. Make sure when we're playing longer notes, leading to shorter notes, we're subdividing through that. I'll change the mood here. Yeah, I think maybe just a little less, and I know this is so tough because it varies from stadium to stadium. But I hear keyboard, which is mainly what I want to hear, but I don't hear much of the rest of the front ensemble. So if we backed him off a little bit. Cool. talk about that in a second. I just want to listen to this. Release there together, guys. Yeah, nice moment. A lot of musical potential there. Obviously reaching a great level of it currently. So all the kind of transparent type stuff leading to that big full ensemble hit, this is a lot to listen to, a lot to listen through. I think the keyboard is at times a little too much. Can hear him as the primary voice most of that time, and I'm not sure that's what you want there. Woodwind work here. Yeah, just a little hard to read some of it. Just want to take a look at what else is going on there. I don't know if we can just clarify all the background stuff and then take a look at what the woodwinds are playing just to make sure we're just super together on that. Make sure we come in there. So obviously people on the ends of the form can't listen to the battery here. But I like the field coverage. It gives a nice blend to the ensemble. It's just more challenging to play together. So obviously the spread is noted. That fully realized that crescendo. Yeah, make sure a little strident on some of those bell tone attacks. Oh! Yeah, the people on side two, I think, are listening more than watching, perhaps. A little recap of Diasire in the middle of that. Good. Be careful we're not blowing sharp on the end of that last note. I do like the way we concluded that phrase. So let's keep the aperture open so that we can resonate all the way through. All right, guys, really enjoyed the performance. Very, very spirited. The band plays aggressively, and they do it well. There's a good balance of sound through all those punctuated notes at the beginning. Some timing concerns here and there, and I think some of that is just due to the fact that you actually use the field and obviously you want to make sure that the members of the band understand, you know, if they're listening to the percussion or when they're not listening to the percussion, and sometimes they have to ignore, and when we're on the hands, all those things that we all know that we have to constantly deal with, but those are few and far between. On the ballad section, the creep stuff, I think we could, I think there's more of an opportunity of the transparency of that midsection to just bring out some lines and take some lines. There's just a lot of stuff going on, and it's a little unclear. I feel like a lot of things are competing with one another, and as we clean and figure out how to match that and play it together, that'll help. But just make sure the students make sure you know what part of that, the melody, the primary idea, the secondary idea, where you are and all that, and continue to unify that. But off to a great start thus far. Wish you guys the very best of luck, and I hope to see you down the road. Take care.